This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently, quote,
well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell
true
you
true story of Vernon John.
I am a boat rock.
He's the guy that preceded Martin Luther King back in the 50s. You can turn that up, brother. Okay, here we go. Ready? Hello, friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and of course, all of you New World Order monkeys that are tuning in to try to catch us in our words as we continuously expose you for who you really are. And we know that there's not many of you, and we know that all the devils and their little minions are gathered together in alliance, making a covenant with hell that shall be disannulled. It's a promise. You can bank on it. You can listen to me now, or you can listen to me in eternity, because these words will ring in your ears throughout eternity as you are burning in the hell that you so well deserve. Folks, you have with yours truly Bradley Dean. If you'd like to call in at any time, please do. 1-866-582-9933. Again, 1-866-582-9933. I got to hit some things off. We've been talking about the New World Order all week. And I thought this was rather interesting. And folks, when I tell you I'm on to something, I know that we're coming up to something. One of the things that I noticed when I was going through these quotes this morning to highlight what I'm going to highlight on the show here today on sonsoflibertyradio.com is the fact that I noticed that in the past I've spent time on dictators. I don't know why the Lord brought me through this, but I've had to learn the characteristics of dictators. And we went from Mao Zedong to Pol Pot to Joseph Stalin to Mussolini to Adolf Hitler. Folks, we can go all the way back to Napoleon. We can all the way to the beginning of time, folks. There's always been bad guys, but there's always been bad guys because good people let the bad guys do the bad things that they do. If the good guy was doing the right thing all the time, there wouldn't be any bad people to deal with, right? Not that that's true, but there's always going to be bad people to deal with. But the bottom line is we'll continuously win the day and we'll live in peace and in righteousness if we do follow the format that God has laid out for us, law, judgment, and to establish what? Peace and righteousness within the gate. Read the book of Amos, chapter 5, when you get a moment. But interestingly enough, friends, I've shared with you, unbeknownst to me up until right 5 minutes before the show today, that China, I know, is the blueprint for the New World Order, for those that did not know. So these little games going on between the president in the White House and Putin in Russia and what's going on over in China, these little charades that are being played out, folks, again, keep in mind this is nothing more than pro wrestling at its very worst. They're all in this together. They work against one another in the public eye behind closed doors. They're actually conspiring. Read Jeremiah 11 when you get a moment. You can also go to Revelations 21. And folks, again, I want you to know that I'm not an end time gloom and doomer, because I know that our forefathers threw this kind of stuff off, and I'm going to be talking about this tomorrow so I can bring clarity to what I'm kind of putting a little salt on your tongue right now as to what I want to talk about right now, but I'm not going to get ahead of myself, but I am just a little bit. Slow your roll. I'm going to rewind. Just hold on a second, folks. All right, let's just kind of slow the roll just a little bit here. But going back to what I was talking about with China in Mao Zedong. Folks, I have a question for the listener. How many times have I told you that this White House is emulating Mao Zedong to a T? How many times have I told the conservatives and the professed Christians that this administration, since its very beginning, has been emulating Mao Zedong to a T? Again, going back to the fact that China is the blueprint for the New World Order. You do need to understand that. Okay? How many times I told you that this administration and this effeminate sodomite in the White House right now is trying to go to the have-nots, taking away from the haves and giving it to the have-nots, from the older generation to the younger generation, only to overthrow the older generation. He's creating revolution, communist style. What are you saying, Brad? David Rockefeller said, whatever the price of the Chinese Revolution, speaking of that which is in the 30s, it has obviously succeeded not only in producing more efficient and dedicated administration, but also in fostering high morale and community for purpose. The social experiments in China under Chairman Mao Zedong's leadership is one of the most important and successful in human history, said none other than David Rockefeller. We are definitely onto something, and we are definitely coming up to something, are we not, folks? We have been talking about global war on terror, okay? Again, friends, we're talking about global war on terror and how George Bush Sr. called for the New World Order over 202 times from the presidential pulpit. They're telling you, they're not hiding anything, neither is Barack Hussein Obama. Because he was the one that was over in Europe, we played this yesterday, calling for a New World Order before he came back into America. Before he became the president of the United States, after he got off his 57-state tour. Now, I got to play a real quick piece because I have to verify everything that I say because I don't want anybody thinking that I'm creating this stuff because I'm not. I never do that stuff. I always go to the source. I want you to hear for yourself. I want you to understand that the 57-state tour that Barack Hussein Obama got mumbled up in his little empty head was that of the Muslim states. There's 57 states, the Muslim states in that society, okay? So he was thinking that he was in a Mideastern country. When in fact he was in America. So I want you to hear, because even Snoops, I know people like to go back to Snoops as a final cross check or final cross examination as to the content that's been put out there. I'm going to play it for you in content. It's very short, and there's no misunderstanding as to what he said or how he said it. Folks, Snoop was wrong. You listen carefully. Barack Hussein Obama, listen carefully.
Because, you know, it is just wonderful to be back in Oregon, and over the last 15 months, we've traveled to every corner of the United States. I've now been in 57 states, I think one left to go. Alaska and Hawaii I was not allowed to go to, even though I really wanted to visit, but my staff would not...
57 states, huh, friends? Hey, Sam, can you play that one more time, just so we can clarify? Folks, there's no cuts on this tape. There's no edits on this tape. It's exactly what he said. He said there was 57 states that he visited. Folks, there was 50 states, and there is 50 states in our union, not 57. There's 57 states in the Muslim nation, friends. So let's keep things into context. And again, keep in mind, those that cross-check only to attempt to prop up Barack Hussein Obama, they're going to strain at the net as well and swallow the big camel. And I just wanted to show you the big camel that they swallowed. In other words, he said it. And folks, you're going to convince me that he's one of us? You have got to be out of your mind. 57 states, friends, we have 50 states in our union. 57 states in the Muslim nation. We'll be right back on the other side of this break. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
As you listen to the show today, you're probably thinking, how can I be a part of changing culture and restoring this country for our posterity? Well, we at the Sons of Liberty have an answer for you. Pick up the phone and call radio stations in your hometown. Tell them you want to hear the Sons of Liberty on your AM and FM stations. Help us multiply the message that we deliver to the nation every day. And equip your community with the truth that is protecting our liberty for generations to come. Remember, we can do this together. Are you tired of hearing nothing but gloom and doom from the mainstream media? It's time to turn the dial and start learning the truth of who you are so you know where you're going. That's why we at the Sons of Liberty are proud to introduce our new media outlet, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Every day, we're posting articles written by contributors from coast to coast who are actually in the fight in this culture war, bringing you the news and history the mainstream media does not want you to hear. sonsoflibertymedia.com. Get the news with resolve.
Hey, good on you, peoples. This is Alfonso Rich with PJTV's Zone Nation and the drummer for 20 Pound Sledge. For several years, I've been drumming out the message that if you want conservative political representation, you're going to have to establish better cultural representation. Put that salt and light to work so we can maintain our God-given republic. And I'm glad to have friends like Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty who understand what that means and are using what God gave them to hold the line against the corrosive effects that liberalism has on our inalienable rights. Liberals have a horrible message, but great delivery systems. Conservatives have a great message, but the delivery systems are, well, eh. But people like Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty are balancing both. And with your support, they'll be even better fortified to deliver the good news that makes the flickery city on the hill get its shine back.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy, for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details in the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price can vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
To the Sons of Liberty, 1-866-582-9933, 1-866-582-9933. If you'd like to check us out online, sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Again, sonsoflibertyradio.com and or sonsoflibertymedia.com. Those two pages interact one with another. Friends, yesterday I was sharing with you, resistance to tyranny is obedience to God, our forefathers said. In fact, non-resistance to tyranny is obedience to Satan. Who are you obeying? Don't give me that Romans 13 garbage, friends, in a backward sense. You have it up on your head if you believe that God has ordained powers or magistrates that be to actually subject you to a tyrannical rule. That's unscriptural, because if you go to Romans 12:21, it says that we're called to overcome evil with good, not the other way around. We're going to be talking about that tomorrow. Folks, we're talking about today on a global war on who? We've been talking about how they create chaos, and as George Bush Sr. said, out of chaos can we create a new world order. They're the ones responsible for creating the chaos globally right now, friends. Yes, that's a fact. September 11th, and that was preceded, David Rockefeller said, "We are on the verge of a global transformation. All we need is the right major crisis, and the nations will accept the new world order." Again, friends, who's creating the chaos? We know from history that's exactly what dictators do. They create the chaos so they can be the problem solver. But who's creating the chaos? Over and over and over and over again, we see this. Now, what's also interesting to note was that quote by David Rockefeller was actually before September 11, 2001. After September 11th, we had Henry Kissinger. I played that for you yesterday, the audio, where he claimed that they have a prime opportunity now under Barack Hussein Obama to create a new world order. We also played yesterday the audio of Barack Hussein Obama in Europe calling for a new world order. Did you know that just in 2014, Barack was over in Brussels calling for, guess what, friends? Listen to this.
And for the international order that we have worked for generations to build. Ordinary men and women are too small-minded to govern their own affairs.
Listen to what he said.
That order and progress can only come when individuals surrender their rights to an all-powerful sovereign.
Now, who's he talking about? I want you to play that again in just a moment here, Sam. Who's he talking about, an all-power sovereign? What is he talking about? Is he talking about Satan himself? Because we know that they have a pact with hell, friends. The Skull and Bones, the Masons. Folks, I don't care what they call themselves. They're all allied with hell, and that's where they're going to end up at the end of the day. An international order. But I want you to listen to how he belittles the free man. Listen carefully.
And for the international order that we have worked for generations to build. Ordinary men and women are too small-minded to govern their own affairs.
Too small-minded to govern their own affairs, said Barack Hussein Obama. Too small-minded. He's talking to you. He's talking to the world, friends. You're too small-minded to govern your own affairs. That's what makes America great, is that we govern ourselves as unto God through the power of grace by Christ. That's why we talk about, and we hear it all the time, God has shed his grace upon us, America. What does that mean? I just told you. Folks, we also talked yesterday about how Henry Kissinger said it's not a matter of what is true that counts, but a matter of what is perceived to be true. And then I shared with you, folks, that in war, truth is always the first casualty. And guess what's missing from the equation, friends? The truth. So therefore, if they remove the truth, what are they creating? They're creating the war. It works both ways. Both sides of that sword can be made applicable concerning war. Jesus said, I didn't come to bring peace, I've come to bring a sword. So that's the other side of that sword. Folks, they're trying to shape an international order. You do know that. And it's happening right in your faces on a daily basis. Folks, your governments, in so many different ways, and I'm talking about corruption in government again. I love good government. We're all about good government. The God ordained institution of government is awesome. Exodus 18:21, common law. Read the founding documents. It's awesome. But we don't need more laws. We need good men to apply the laws that are already in the books, right? In saying that, the government today is so derelict of duty, folks, there is no question in my mind concerning the corrupt that they are so far backwards. And it is so telling as to who they are there to represent. And it's not we the people, friends, that it sickens me to the core. But that doesn't matter if it sickens me to the core or not. What matters is that we deal with these people. Because, friends, bear in mind that a nation ceases to be Republican only when the will of the majority ceases to be the law, said Thomas Jefferson. It was also Thomas Jefferson that said, the two enemies of the people are criminals and government. So let us tie the second down with the chains of the Constitution so the second will not become the legalized version of the first. So therefore, friends, you are the law, said Thomas Jefferson. And what happens when you cease to be a Republican, when you cease to be the people that enforce the law? Well, you're going to desist, friends, from freedom. And you're going to roll into a state of anarchy, and that's what we're seeing again in this country. And by the way, it's all purpose. You have communists in America today through the likes of George Soros that is attempting to create domestic insurrection. And friends, I talked about this 3 and 4 and 5 years ago before what's transpiring today. And by the way, it was also given to you people that listen every day of the week that there's something worse coming down the line. And we're, it's getting more crazy, folks. It's getting the state of anarchy that's being fueled by those that should be actually magnifying the law against the crimes are the ones that are responsible for fueling the crimes rather than enforcing the laws. Yesterday we had talked about, since September 11, 2001, what the government has established through bureaucracy and who it works for and who it works against. And then I lightly touched on each subject. I talked about the Patriot Act. It's unconstitutional, therefore null and void. And it was put in place for the purpose of what? It was sold to you as a bill of goods for the very purpose that the government would be there to enforce the laws against terrorists. Then we talked about the NDAA, and now they've used that against the American people too. They can retain you without any questions asked. Baloney, friends. It's null and void. It's unconstitutional. It's un-American. Then we started talking about the stripping of America's military. how Barack Hussein Obama is purging high military brass that is critical of his administration. And what they were being critical of is the fact that they wouldn't fire on Americans. Okay? This is right out there in front of your faces, America. Then we talked about the building up and the appointing of the enemy within and how Barack Hussein Obama is appointing terrorists to high-level governmental positions. The fox in the chicken coop. Okay? And folks, don't forget about the NSA. That's in there as well. They want more control over your lives. That's not the purpose of government. The purpose is to get out of the way. Their purpose is to enforce the laws that are in the books to against crime and to repeal invasion. That's the purpose of government, nothing less and nothing more. Folks, I also want to get over the point from them topics, and I want to highlight who the DHS and this administration have actually identified as potential terrorists. There are 72 types. And I want you to listen carefully because you need to understand that America, if you resist the New World Order as the international criminal and pedophile Henry Kissinger said, you're the terrorist. Did you hear what I said? You're the terrorist. Those that talk about individual liberties are potential terrorists, according to the DHS, according to this administration. Those that advocate for states' rights, you are the potential terrorist, according to this administration. P.S., I don't care what his opinion is. I just want you to know the threat, and I want you to understand the characteristics of tyranny and what it looks like, because, America, it's in front of your face right now. A potential terrorist in America has been labeled by this administration. Those that want to make the world a better place. A potential terrorist, according to this administration, is those that are interested in defeating the communists. Yes, you heard me correctly, friends. According to this administration, this is a potential terrorist. The colonists who sought to free themselves from British rule. In other words, your forefathers. You have the longest standing constitution in modern history. 240 years later, they want to label your forefathers as the enemies of the state. That's okay. By the way, King George, the tyrant across the pond, was calling your forefathers terrorists. Just for the record. Folks, I'm going to continue down this road, highlighting now who the terrorists are, and what is this global war on terror all about, and who are the terrorists? It's interesting, those that you have been taught to believe are the terrorists, they're not the terrorists, and the ones that you thought were safe, for some reason or other, they're the ones that are being called terrorists. So therefore, friends, who's the tyrant? I'll help point the finger.
Dr. Joel Wallach here. If you're a baby boomer and you're worried about the big epidemics coming, and I'm not talking about the bird flu or the swine flu, I'm talking about epidemics of Alzheimer's disease, heart disease, obesity, diabetes, arthritis, cancer. That's because the 80 million baby boomers followed all the advice of doctors, and Houston, we have a problem.
See Dr. Wallach live in Little Rock, Arkansas, Saturday, May 14th, 1 p.m. Go to www.cdocinarkansas.com. That's cdocinarkansas.com.
December 7th, 1941, a date which will live in infamy.
Remember Pearl Harbor. Now you can buy, for the first time ever, the 75th anniversary Pearl Harbor legal tender solid gold coin from the U.S. Money Reserve. Call 1-800-329-6700 right now or go online to usmoneyreserve.com. 1-800-329-6700.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCMteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCMteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCMteam.com. Enlist in GCMteam.com and save America.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Get a ProPure with the Pro-1G 2.0 cleanable reusable filter and remove up to 200 contaminants. Drink water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure products, including the new ProMax shower filter. There's a ProPure for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com or 800-544-3533.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockheed Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockheedPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockheedPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockheedPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, folks, talking about the global war on terror. Who's it aimed at? Those that would resist the New World Order. This is what we're finding out through the definition of the DHS and this current administration. Those that would reject the dangerous ideologies of this criminal administration. That's who's being identified here, friends, as the terrorists. It's not those that you thought would be the terrorists. No. Those that you've been inundated to believe that are the terrorists over the last 15 years in this country. No, they're not the problem. Well, that begs the question then, who's responsible for September 11, 2001? You got to ask yourself the question, friends. Hello? Hello? Nothing new under the sun. Hey, folks, here's the good news. We still have the freedom to do the right thing, as I always say. And there's three things that cannot be hidden. The sun, the moon, and the truth. Folks, the seed of the righteous is forever. Let me say it again. There's three things that cannot be hidden. The sun, you cannot hide. The moon, you cannot hide. And the truth, you cannot hide. There's nothing covered that shall not be revealed, and nothing hid that shall not be made known. All things will be made manifest. The Lord will bring all things to the light. See, the problem that they're having is that we will always exist. See, that's their problem. And folks, they mean to because they're so self-condemned of self, the wrath of God abides upon the children of disobedience, that they're so miserable like Cain that they got to try to stir up problems for Abel. That's the problem these people have. and they're hellbound, and they think that they're elitist. They've been lied to, and they've taken the bait, and they're being led straight into hell, but they want to bring as many people with them as they possibly can. So here's the good news. The sun cannot be hidden, the moon cannot be hidden, and the truth cannot be hidden. They cannot be hidden, friends. And now speaking to those that are taking up the baton that's been handed to them and take responsibility, and they're listening with their ears to the commandments of God, I want you to understand, as E.M. Bounds rightly stated, God's church is a militant host. Its warfare is with unseen forces of evil. God's people compose an army fighting to establish His kingdom in this earth. Their aim is to destroy the kingdom of Satan and to erect the kingdom of God over its ruins. The very purpose that Jesus was made manifest in 1 John, friends, was to destroy the works of the devil. And the church's job, Ephesians 5, is to reprove darkness. And what reproves darkness? The light. Their aim is to destroy the kingdom of Satan and erect the kingdom of God over its ruins, which is righteousness and peace and joy in the Holy Ghost. This militant Christian army is composed of individual soldiers of the cross. Not by power, not by might, but by my spirit, saith the Lord. The army of God is its defense, and prayer is the added crown and power that crowns it all. And if it comes up to the point where Americans need to bear arms to defend themselves against tyrannical measures, keep in mind what Thomas Jefferson said. He said the tree of liberty must be refreshed from time to time with the blood of patriots and tyrants. It's its natural manure. And why are we here? Why are we talking about this? Again, he comes to my aid. Thomas Jefferson said, I tremble for my country when I reflect that God is just, that His justice cannot sleep forever. Hey, folks, these little communists that are being raised up, that are being used as useful idiots to stir up domestic insurrection by the likes of George Soros and this criminal administration, I got a question for you. Are they reading their Bibles? Or are they listening to their professors in the little communist colleges? There you have it. There's the problem. There's the problem. Official government documents label these 72 types of Americans as potential terrorists. Americans as potential terrorists. Those that believe that the interests of one's own nation are separate from the interests of other nations or the common interests of all nations. Are they not telling on themselves? A potential terrorist, according to this administration, is anyone that holds the political ideology that considers the state to be unnecessary, harmful, or undesirable. No, there's a purpose for the state. But everybody in this country needs to understand we're ruled by the same law. One is not above another. And we are definitely not above God's rule. And don't tell me, well, Bradley, we are not a theocracy. Folks, listen to me carefully. When you listen to these idiots bring up this conversation, it's one of those scenarios, again, where they strain at the gnat and swallow the camel. Either you're listening to God's government or you're listening to a tyrant's government. Which one would you prefer? Potential terrorists, according to this administration and the New World Order, globalists, anyone that possesses an intolerance towards other religions. Hey, folks, the reason we're having problems globally is because we've left off the first commandment, thou shalt have no other gods before me. There is none other name under heaven whereby men might be saved. His name is Jesus Christ, like it or not. And rest assured, you can hear me now or you can hear me later on. All roads lead to the judgment seat of Christ, like it or not. Potential terrorists, according to this administration, those that take action to fight against the exploitation of the environment and or the animals. Folks, I've shared with you time and time again, environmentalists, they're communists, and they could care less about the world. It's their excuse to use to dominate over man. That's all it is. They're dangerous people. Matter of fact, they're sick reprobates is what they are. Talking about the New World globalists and their agenda and how they are incrementally revealing themselves. A potential terrorist, you ready for this one, friends? A potential terrorist, according to the sodomite in the White House, in his special interest that he works for. Anybody that's anti-homosexual, hey folks, I'm pro life. I'm pro marriage. And the fact of the matter is if they want to make war against God, they're not going to get me to be a part of the pack to submit to their little pack. Because he who spits against heaven will surely fall on their own back. You want to go ahead and advocate what God condemns? Listen, friends, they are trying to, by force, dictate everything in every aspect of your life. Not going to apply here. Rest assured. Hey, folks, anybody that's anti-homosexual, how about anti-pro-life and pro-marriage? This is an abomination. Sodom and Gomorrah was set forth as an example to them that should afterwards live ungodly. I don't want to dare the justice of God. They can do that by themselves. And I'll tell you, it's better to learn the way that Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego did than those that refused to obey God. Anybody that's anti-immigrant is considered a terrorist in America by this administration. Anybody that's anti-immigrant. You ready for this one, friends? Listen to how this works. As I've always shared with you, line upon line, precept upon precept. Official government documents label 72 types of Americans as potential terrorists. You ready for this one? You're going to love this. They're telling on themselves. Anybody that's anti-Muslim. Anybody that's anti-Muslim, you're considered a terrorist. I thought the Muslims were the terrorists. Or at least that's what we've been led to believe, right? Those that might be considered terrorists in America, potential terrorists, the Patriot Movement. Patriot means to uphold dying laws, friends. In other words, if you agree with our Constitutional Republic, Article 4, Section 4, well, you can be put on the list of potential terrorists. See how they're aiming all these bureaucracies at you, America? Opposition to equal rights for homosexuals and lesbians. Folks, homosexuals and lesbians, they don't have rights because God didn't give them a right to violate his law. You see how that works? I mean, if I drive down the street or if I commit a crime and the cop comes over and he incarcerates me, I look at him before he attempts to incarcerate me and said, hey, listen, I have a right to go ahead and do what I want to do. He's going to look at you and start laughing at you. As he incarcerates you, as he throws you in jail. Folks, we are ruled by law, not by crime or criminals. Okay? Talking about those that are potential terrorists in America. Opposition to equal rights for homosexuals and lesbians. I'm humored about that. Isn't that interesting? They had to use the homosexuals and lesbians as a political battering ram to give way to who? As I've always stated, friends, number 12, anti-Muslim. And guess who's following in close pursuit? The Muslims, right on the heels of the homosexuals and lesbians. See, because once you begin to advocate what God condemns, more and more are going to come behind you, friends. It's not a good place to put yourself. Members of the Family Research Council are potential terrorists, said this administration. Members of the American Family Association. Listen carefully, friends, how sick in the mind these people are. Those that believe Mexico, Canada, and the United States are secretly planning to merge into a European Union-like entity that will be known as the North American Union. Well, folks, that's what they're doing. Why would they try to browbeat dissenters into that one, folks? They're telling on themselves. Let me share with you, friends. The law is holy, the commandment holy, just, and good. The law is spiritual, I'm carnal, sold under sin. When the commandment comes, sin revives. They're telling on themselves because what's reviving is the truth, friends, and they are telling you the truth as to what's behind the mask. Members of American Border Patrol, American Patrol, members of the Federation for American Immigration Reform, those that want, Americans that want immigrants to come in lawfully, they're considered potential terrorists by this criminal in the White House. Members of the Tennessee Freedom Coalition, members of the Christian Action Network, notice who they're aiming the guns at, friends. Again, you better not be anti-jihadist or anti-Muslim, because if you are, you're a potential terrorist. Okay, I'm a terrorist. Are you a terrorist? Hey, you listening to me, you want to be a terrorist too? Folks, this is ridiculous. This is what they labeled our forefathers. And by the way, it was a badge of honor. And if you have no idea who the Black Robe Regiment were, these are the guys that were called the Black Robe Regiment by the tyrant king, King George, who labeled them the Black Robe Regiment for exposing him of his crime. We're going to come right back to this, friends, talking about a new world order. And now the globalists are going after, guess who, friends? You. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Be right back on the other side.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
I've been a big fan of Bradley Dean and his wife Stephanie Joy's show, The Sons of Liberty Broadcast. I've also learned much by watching his DVD video series. A mutual friend introduced me to Bradley while he was in the Atlanta area doing a presentation. I've been forever changed by his powerful and uncompromising faith.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Destroy harmful bacteria, allergens, bed bugs, dust mites, fleas in your home with the Ladybug Steam Vapor System. The Ladybug dies deep on surfaces without any toxic residue. Traditional control agents contain toxic chemicals which do more harm than good. Sanitize and disinfect using just water. Quick, fast, and surprisingly easy.
Find out more now by calling 800-997-6584. Ask for Randy. That's 800-997-6584. Or go to advap.com/GCN. That's advap.com/GCN.
Wildfires, hurricanes, tornadoes, earthquakes, a crashing economy. Are you ready? At best, your local stores have a 3-day supply of food. Will your family have to fight over what's left? Are you willing to gamble your family's safety that it'll never happen to you? Be wise and be ready with 25-year shelf life Wise Food Storage. Wise Food Storage provides affordable, ready-made gourmet meals with a super long 25-year shelf life. Meals like pasta Alfredo, cheesy lasagna, breakfast, dessert, drinks, and snacks. Just add water and your family is eating delicious food instead of fighting for scraps in a food riot. Try it free. Order a no-obligation free sample meal delivered right to your front door. And for a limited time, get a 10% discount and free shipping on all orders. Once done, you're set for 25 years. Be wise and be ready with Wise Food Storage. Call for your free sample now. 800-775-9353. 800-775-9353. 800-775-9353.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Oh, my goodness, friends, I got so much content. So much. So little time. Woo! You know what? I can just hear it. Can't you hear this, friends? Revelation 12:9. Can't you just hear Satan himself, the accuser of the brethren, accusing everybody that stands against his kingdom that he's lost, which never belonged to him in the first place? Revelations 12:9-11, and the great dragon was cast out, the old serpent called the devil and Satan, which deceiveth the whole world. Hello! This is who these people are impacted with. Listen carefully. And the great dragon was cast out, that old serpent called the devil and Satan, who deceiveth the whole world. He was cast out into the earth, and his angels were cast out with him. And I heard a loud voice saying in heaven, now is come salvation and strength and the kingdom of our God and the power of his Christ, for the accuser of the brethren is cast down. We win, church, which accused them before our God day and night, and they overcame him by the blood of the Lamb and the word of their testimony, and they loved not their lives unto the death. Can you hear the accuser of the brethren, friends? Can you hear this? Huh? Can you hear these guys just sit there and accuse over and over and over again? Those that disagree with their new world order. I mean, as if to suggest we're going to ask for permission to obey God against their tyrannical rule. I mean, this is redonkulous, friends. Redonkulous. I was talking about the Black Robe Regiment right before the break, last segment. Do you know who they were, friends? Do you have any idea what the church was like? Those that preceded our forefathers? The ministers of the revolution were like their Puritan predecessors, bold and fearless in the cause of their country. No class of men contributed more to carry forward the revolution and to achieve our independence than did the ministers. By their prayers, patriotic sermons, and services they rendered to the highest assistance to the civil government. That's what we're doing. We're exposing corruption. We're rendering the highest assistance to civil government, to good government. We're strengthening good government right now. The army and the country, friends. Historian B.F. Morris, 1864. Well, who were the Black Robe Regiments? Mighty men they were, of iron nerve and strong hand and unbalanced cheek and a heart of flame. God need not shaken reeds by the wind, not men clothed in soft raiment, Matthew 11:7-8, but heroes of hardihood and lofty courage. And such were the sons of the mighty who responded to the divine call to establish what you have today, America. Bishop Charles Galloway, 1898. We got to get rid of that. We got to put that line there between the two. You know, church and state. No. Historian Alice Baldwin, 1918. The Constitutional Convention and the written Constitution were the children of the pulpit. They were the children of the pulpit, friends. I just wanted you to know that they were the children of the pulpit. And how far backwards we have it today to think otherwise. Why are we in trouble? Oh, my goodness. Oh, my goodness. I laugh, friends, because I have to. You got to kind of hold on to your sanity, right? We're in trouble because we're in a position now because the American people have taken lightly the theories that all these prophetic voices gave 50 and 60 years ago. Now they're finding out that the joke's on them and their posterity. That would be you in the present, friends. And I'm not saying that to be a wise guy. Some people just clearly did not know what I'm telling them. But I don't know how to give a better overview than what I'm giving right now, folks. This stuff is easy to pick out. It's not hard to find. 72 types of Americans labeled by this administration as potential terrorists. Anyone that opposes Agenda 21... Folks, there you have it again. Anyone that is engaged in conspiracy theorizing. Wow, really? Isn't it interesting how hard they are on conspiracy theorists, as they call them? Yeah, they're afraid of being exposed. Anyone that is opposed to the New World Order is a potential terrorist, America. That's what Henry Kissinger said. And that's what I've been telling you for 4 days now. They're telling on themselves. Anyone that is concerned about FEMA camps, you're a potential terrorist. Anyone that fears impending gun control or weapons confiscation, and friends, you can rest assured that's exactly what they're going to do. That's exactly what they're going to do. It's exactly what they're going to do. Like it or not, folks, they're going to get it one way or another. Oh, I didn't say that. Paul Warburg said that we will have a world government whether you like it or not. The only question is whether the government will be achieved by conquest or consent. Friends, they have nothing behind them, spiritually speaking. We have everything in the world going for us. And we need to stand up and play the men and women of God now and prove our God, our opportunity. Yesterday I shared with you that the Chinese have a word called crisis. It has two earmarks, let me say it that way. It has two definitions. One's crisis, one's danger concerning the word crisis, and another one is opportunity. 72 types of Americans as potential terrorists. What is the global war on, friends? You. You. If I would have brought this up 14, 15 years ago, they would have said I was a whack. You know what I did? I did it anyways. You want to know why? Because I know I'm right. Because the Word tells me what's coming down the road. It tells me what's coming down. 72 types of Americans as potential terrorists. Anyone that believes in government conspiracies to the point of paranoia. Wait a second. It's conspiracy outside of government. Let's put that in context, friends. It's not government. It's those that stand outside. They're called outlaws. That's not government. That's crime. That's tyranny. Okay? Anyone that is frustrated with mainstream ideologies. In other words, you better think the way that we want you to think or else. Anyone that is visiting extremist websites or blogs, really? I mean, anyone that actually exposes these criminals for who they are. You still have the freedom to do the right thing, America. Anyone that attends rallies for extremist causes. 72 types of Americans as potential terrorists, said this administration along with the DHS. Anyone that exhibits extreme religious intolerance. How's that intolerance working out for you, America? See, they love. Evil preaches tolerance until it's dominant. Then it tries to silence the good. How's that working out for you? I'm going to highlight that tomorrow, friends. Don't miss the show. 72 types of Americans as potential terrorists. Right-wing extremists. What is a right-wing extremist? One that actually is ruled by law. They also claim that the militia or unorganized militia are potential terrorists. America, you are the militia. Read the Second Amendment in the Bill of Rights. You are the militia. Read federal code. You are the militia. Good government works with militia. I don't know why they'd be calling you out for that, outside of the fact that they're being exposed. 72 potential terrorists, citizens that have bumper stickers that are patriotic or anti-United Nations. They're telling on themselves, those that refer to the Army of God, Ezekiel 37. Oh, really? And I know there's groups out there that are a little off kilter, but that's their business, not mine. Those that are fiercely nationalistic as opposed to universal and international in orientation. There you have it again. New World Order. Those that are anti-global. There you have it again. Those that are suspicious of centralized federal authority. Folks, keep in mind federal authority was created by the states, not the federal government creating the state. It's the other way around. The federal government is a creature of the state. Not the other way around. Those that believe in conspiracy theories that was in there twice. So I'm not repeating myself. Those that have a belief that one's personal life and national way of life is under attack, you're a potential terrorist. Oh my goodness, friends. These people are sick. Evangelical Christians. Those that believe in end time prophecies, though I think many of them are whacked. You know what? They have no business labeling them as a potential terrorist. Those that display the Gadsden flag. Don't tread on me with the snake on it, you know, the yellow one. Those that supported former presidential Ron Paul, Chuck Baldwin, and Bob Barr. Potential terrorists, those that have a negative view of the United Nations, those that talk about the New World Order in a derogatory manner. What? Hey, folks, I'm a terrorist. You a terrorist? I hope so. Because us terrorists need to stand up and follow the rule of law. Keep in mind, it was the religious people of the day that called Jesus the devil. Remember that during the revolution, it was the tyrant King George that was calling your forefathers in the Black Robe Regiment the terrorists. Wake up, America.
Well, it is indeed time to wake up, and there's people all across America who are waking up. We've got Wesley from Texarkana, Texas, who's been listening to the show for the past 2 years, decided to give and become a Son of Liberty. So for those of you who'd like to do the same thing, please go to sonsoflibertyradio.com or sonsoflibertymedia.com. Click on that button that says Become a Son or Daughter of Liberty and support getting the truth out throughout the land.
I love you by what we do. 1 John 3:18. We will talk to you in 23 hours. A war on this and a war on that.
December 7th, 1941, a date which will live in infamy.
75 years ago, America suffered one of the worst moments in American history. The attack on Pearl Harbor. Now you can remember December 7th, 1941, with the purchase of the first ever 75th anniversary Pearl Harbor legal tender solid gold coin from the U.S. Money Reserve. Call 1-800-490-3200 right now for the official 75th anniversary Pearl Harbor legal tender gold coin
from the U.S. Money Reserve, the only company authorized to distribute these 100% solid gold coins. Remember Pearl Harbor with this limited official gold release. 1-800-490-3200 or online at usmoneyreserve.com.